Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Button. Batting second, the second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third, the left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting eighth, the catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Woody Held. Batting second, the first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third, the center fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth, the third baseman, George Strickland. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Granny Hamner. Batting eighth, the catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Granny Hamner now playing shortstop. Woody Held now playing second base. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody Held now playing shortstop. Granny Hamner now playing second base. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held now playing second base. Granny Hamner now playing shortstop. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Woody Held now playing shortstop. Granny Hamner now playing second base. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keogh moves to third. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Daly. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Daly steals second. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keough. Minoso reaches second base with a double. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3. With the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held now playing second base. Granny Hamner now playing shortstop. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Woody Held now playing shortstop. Granny Hamner now playing second base. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Jensen moves to third. Malzone moves to second. Woody Held now playing second base. Granny Hamner now playing shortstop. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough hits a pop-up towards short. Hamner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held is called out on strikes. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Francona moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-1, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keough. Strickland reaches second base with a double. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamner hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Woody Held now playing shortstop. Granny Hamner now playing second base. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held now playing second base. Granny Hamner now playing shortstop. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held now playing shortstop. Granny Hamner now playing second base. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso throws the ball into Hamner, who tags Jensen, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Minoso hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held now playing second base. Granny Hamner now playing shortstop. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Woody Held now playing shortstop. Granny Hamner now playing second base. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Pete Daly. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Ike DeLock. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Francona. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Indians. Tom Brewer pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-3 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. Jim Perry now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Perry. Brewer moves to third. Button moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brewer scores. Button moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Woody Held now playing second base. Granny Hamner now playing shortstop. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held now playing shortstop. Granny Hamner now playing second base. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Button tags and scores. Runnels tags and moves to third. Jensen tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Sammy White now catching. Jack Harshman now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keough. Held reaches second base with a double. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Held scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Woody Held now playing second base. Granny Hamner now playing shortstop. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-3 in the game. Keough hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held now playing shortstop. Granny Hamner now playing second base. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Two outs. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Strickland strikes out. One out. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamner hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held now playing second base. Granny Hamner now playing shortstop. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.